Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Beau again. So today, we're going to talk about 2049. I can remember when that was like really far away. We'd have like flying cars and jetpacks by then. But it's just 25 years from now. So we will talk about 2049, $38 trillion, and 11% of your paycheck. Why? Because a pretty interesting study came out from the Potsdam Institute. And what it says is that over the next 25 years, there's going to be a 19% reduction in global income, 11% in the United States. The median income reduction, 11%. Our analysis shows that climate change will cause massive economic damages within the next 25 years in almost all countries around the world, also in highly developed ones such as Germany and the United States, with a projected median income reduction of 11% each, and France with 13%. Short version here is that unless you live in a country that like borders the Arctic, this hurts you. You have a reduction coming, and you're going to make less money. I want you to imagine how you would react if Congress decided to raise your taxes by 11% to increase subsidies to dirty energy. Because, I mean, through their inaction, I mean, that's kind of what's happening, right? 11%. Imagine if your tax rate went up 11%. You probably wouldn't be happy. You would want something done about it. Here's the thing that people really need to acknowledge. This study is based on now. Locked in is the term. That's the term that was used. It is locked in. 11%. That's not if things get worse. If things get worse, it's more. This is something we've talked about for years on the channel. We have talked about the health consequences. We have talked about food security consequences. We have talked about national security consequences. We have talked about economic consequences. Now, it's not a national economic issue. It's your paycheck, median income reduction. The changes that need to be made, they need to be made. It's not a political thing. It's something that has to occur. You know, in the United States, basically, every issue now has become polarized and politicized. It shouldn't happen with this. From now on, when you hear a politician say that they don't want to do anything about climate change, they don't want to mitigate, or they don't believe, or whatever, what you need to hear is they want to raise your taxes by 11%. Because, I mean, that's the effect, right? That's how it ends up playing out. And again, for a lot of people, 2049, that's just such a date that's so far away. It's 25 years. And this is going to happen within that period. And it's based on now. Not if things get worse. There's a whole bunch of reasons to start a transition to cleaner energy. This one, there's finally a study that's like, hey, here's how it's going to impact your pocketbook, your personal financial well-being. Because before it was all abstract. Every time you hear a politician push back on doing what, I mean, just, it's going to have to be done, they want to raise your taxes by 11%. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.